And it's now time for a Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Our top story today about a new political advertisement called White Dudes for Harris. Yeah, it's raising eyebrows, as you might imagine, across social media. The ad is aimed at appealing to white male voters, and it's drawn quite a bit of criticism for its approach, with some saying that it reinforces stereotypes and deepens cultural divides. Yeah, and I would say that if you know Joe Biden's email address, maybe send him Galatians 3:28. Our next story, we turn to an ongoing battle against what some are calling Christian nationalism. An editor for Mother Jones magazine recently sounded the alarm over a flight attendant who had the audacity to wish passengers a blessed night. Apparently, basic courtesies are now considered a threat to democracy if they have even a hint of faith behind them. And now to California, where protecting our children is not as paramount as maybe it should be. Two former students are suing their school district after their allegations of sexual abuse by a teacher were initially ignored. The teacher has since been convicted and sentenced to 30 years to life in prison. Abuse allegations like this shouldn't be swept under the rug. To Alabama now, who's become the 14th state to require age verification for accessing major pornography websites. In response, Pornhub has chosen to block access entirely rather than comply with the new laws. Some companies, I guess, would just rather lose business than protect children. In South Dakota, pro-life activists are reporting harassment while opposing a proposed abortion amendment. These volunteers are claiming that they're receiving verbal abuse and stalking from supporters of the measure, which would allow for late-term abortions. Let's pray for those volunteers, and as we continue standing for life, remember, we're called to speak the truth in love. So even when facing hostility, we can choose to respond with grace. It's not always easy, but it is always right. Well, a weather report covering Hurricane Helene was recently crashed by a MAGA supporter, and at least one Christian news outlet said the supporter was delivering, quote, the most important message of 2024. But we know the only message that matters this year, last year, next year, or any year is the message of our Lord Jesus Christ. But now let's end on a more inspiring note. 21-year-old NBA star AJ Griffin has made the bold decision to retire from professional basketball to pursue full-time ministry. Griffin was the 16th pick of the 2022 NBA draft, and he shared in a YouTube video that he's leaving the sport to, quote, serve God with his full yes. And that's a decision that reminds us that true success isn't worldly success. And that's been today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks.